It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Flash, Washington. The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
General Eisenhower informs me that the forces of Germany have surrendered to the United Nations.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
One day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Men will still say, this was our finest hour.
Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, and you're listening to podcast number 39, and the topic tonight is basically some odds and ends. Those of you that have listened to our podcast before know that we talk about mainly three topics: history, education, and technology, and tonight I think we're going to hit just about all of those. Just have some various things to talk about, some continuations from previous things, and some things coming up. Well, we did finish our first full week of school last week. We actually started on the 16th of August, so kind of getting into the swing of it again, and I think we have a really energetic class. We've talked a little bit about some of the topics of podcasting and blogging and how we can use technology in the classroom, and they seem pretty excited, so I think it's going to be a great class to try some of these projects out on. One thing that I did do last week, on Thursday of last week, was have a workshop for fellow teachers in our building on how they could use blogs as a classroom website. Basically, how they could post up any kinds of material, but mainly lesson plans for the upcoming week, several pictures from their classroom, a note to parents, a link about something that they're using in their classroom. And several people out of that workshop already have their blogs up and running, and a couple other teachers, I think, are going to try and work with it a little bit. And I think the blogs have a great potential, because I think what scares a lot of teachers away from building a web page is the technology part, creating the web page, how to format it. And I think the teachers that were in the workshop I did Thursday were really excited when they came out of it, because they realized they didn't have to do any coding. They didn't have to do any formatting. They picked the template. They basically added the content. And once they understood that they could control the content and they could put the content where they wanted to, they saw it as a really valuable tool. So we're using blogs in my own classroom for two different things this year. I'm trying to have my students have a blog entry each day, kind of a summary of what we're doing in class. And then I'm also having a blog where I basically post my what's coming up this week material. And I've done that for several years. In the past, I've done it on a website, but now I'm doing it on a blog, and it's a little bit easier for me to do at home if I don't have the software up and running for Dreamweaver. So I really like the way that the blogs are turning out this year, and we're going to link them all on our faculty page. So if you go to our school and then go to the faculty or staff link, you'll see their names, and then if they have a website, it'll say, or it'll have the connection or the link after their name. So if you want to check some of those out and see how blogging is working in our building, go ahead and check that out. Once again, that's South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. Also, very excited for an event coming up in several weeks. Last year, I was selected to attend the Microsoft Innovative World Forum. It was the first World Forum that Microsoft's had for innovative teaching. And the first one was in July of 2005 in Redmond, Washington, just outside Seattle. And I recently found out that I'm one of the people that they've selected for the second Innovative Teachers Forum. And this one is for American teachers. And it's going to take place in Redmond, Washington, on the campus of Microsoft, on September 21st and 22nd. And this year, it's a collaborative effort. And so last summer, myself and the other person that teaches 8th grade American history in our building, Aaron Garvey, we both applied as a team, and we're both going to go out to Washington and be able to participate in their activities. And they haven't told us a lot of details yet, but one of the things they sent said that it's not going to be a lot of listening to speeches and kind of being in the room. We're going to do a lot of on-site things in the city of Seattle, and most of it will be held right there on the corporate campus of Microsoft. So very excited about that. It's great to be able to go back out there again, and it's going to be especially interesting to be able to be out there with someone that I work with on a daily basis, so that when Aaron and I come back, we can incorporate those things into our collaborative teamwork. So it's going to be a great experience, and that's coming up very shortly here at the end of September. Also, if you're looking for a great grant, I know it's just the start of the year, but Best Buy has a Teach Grant application that's coming up due on September 30th, and this is been going on for several years. I received one of the Best Buy Tech Grants 2 years ago, and it's a great program. If you live with the, or if your school is within 50 miles of a Best Buy, then you can go ahead and apply, and they give over 1,200 of these, or up to 1,200 of these, for $2,500 each. So if you've got a project that you've been thinking about that you just don't have the equipment for, go ahead and check it out on the Best Buy site. I'll include the link on our show notes page. But go ahead and check that out. Again, September 30th is the deadline, and you can do all the application and find out more about the project online. And then they'll announce the winners on February 19th. And if your project is really good, they take the top 36 and they up the funding from $2,500 to $15,000. And then from that, they also will fund one project for $250,000. And they just awarded that recently to actually a Kansas City school here in my area. So if you've got a project you really want to get funded, I would go ahead and check out the Best Buy Teach Grant. And again, September 30th is the deadline for that. Tonight, had some great conversations. I'd encourage everyone to look at Ed Tech Talk. It's by World Bridges, and they meet every Sunday and do some great discussions about various topics in education. And tonight's scheduled guest was Steve Dembo of Teach 42. And so I logged in, and typically what I do with Ed Tech Talk is a lot of times I'll download it and listen to it in the car or while I'm working out. And sometimes I'll participate in the discussion, but I haven't joined in as a participant for a while, but I thought with Dembo coming on tonight, it'd be a great chance to participate and discuss a couple things. But unfortunately, Steve was not able to be on tonight, but they had a great show anyway. I talked a little bit about some of the projects that I'm working on. We talked a little bit about the Discovery Educator Network, and Kathy Schrock was on there. That was pretty thrilling to be on a live discussion that was being taped with Kathy Schrock. So go ahead and check out that show. I'll include the link for Ed Tech Talk in the show notes. It's also one of the sites on the right-hand side of my blog page on educational podcasting and blogs. But they do some great discussions of current topics in education. They've done a lot of things on DOPA lately, the Blackboard copyright issue, just have some great overall discussions. And then also after that, I got in contact with a teacher that I'm working on a project with in Bendigo, Australia. I got an email, it's been probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago, from someone in Australia that listens to the podcast and actually teaches Australian history to the same age group that I teach American history to. And Dave emailed me and said, hey, it'd be great to work together on a project. And we swapped emails a couple times. He Skyped me about a week or so ago, and I wasn't logged on at the time, but he left a message. And tonight I was on Skype when I was on EdTech Talk, and I saw that Dave was online. And so I called him up using Skype, and we had a nice discussion. It was about 9 o'clock Sunday night here in Kansas City, and it was about noon, I guess noon on Monday over in Australia. And we had a great discussion about some of the projects we're working on. And his kids are going to do some podcasting, and then my students will do some podcasting, and we're going to kind of exchange them, find out a little bit about each other's school, but also about history. Bendigo has a very unique history with the gold rush that took place in Australia, and we have some unique history things here in Liberty as far as Jesse James and the beginning of the Oregon Trail and some of the things that have happened here. So we're going to have our kids create some podcasts and then swap them, and then hopefully do some cross-continental educational work, I guess. So it's going to be very interesting, but it just blows me away that I can be sitting in my basement here in Liberty, Missouri, and at absolutely no cost to me, other than having an internet connection, I can be online and talking to somebody in Australia very, very clearly. There wasn't any lag, or it wasn't like we were talking into a can or anything, completely for free. That just blows me away that that can possibly happen. So I'm kind of new to Skype. I haven't done a lot of Skype calls. But if you haven't used Skype, go ahead and check that out and play around with it a little bit. Just absolutely amazing what you can do with that tool. And then the last thing, have kind of a busy week coming up on Tuesday of this week. I've been asked to testify in front of the Commerce Committee for the Missouri State Senate on how we use educational technology, particularly the internet. And so it's going to be kind of an interesting day, I think. It's myself and several people from the private sector. I know that some people will be talking about some things with rural healthcare and some various people in the telecommunications industry. So it's going to be interesting. Basically, they want to talk to me for about 15 or 20 minutes about how we use technology in the classroom, specifically using innovative things with Web 2.0. So it'll be very interesting. I'll include the comments on a later podcast, but anytime I get a chance to leave the classroom and talk to people in the private sector, or especially politicians, about what we're doing in class, I definitely jump at that opportunity. I think that's one of the things that we're really fighting with DOPA is, you know, letting people know how we're using tools like podcasting and blogging in the classroom, so that we can go ahead and make sure that they understand that when they're making laws and legislating, whether or not we can use these technologies in our classrooms and in our schools. And then also, if you would like to join us on a book blog project, we have a big project coming up. It'll probably be, it looks like, towards the end of October of this fall. But we're doing a book blog with a book called Guerrilla Season by Pat Hughes. And we did a book blog last year on a book called The Year of the Hangman. And we had about 60 participants here in South Valley Junior High. And then we had someone from Minnesota and a couple people from New Jersey. Well, this year we're doing it on Guerrilla Season, and I received a Sprint grant over the summer, and so we were able to purchase 325 copies of Guerrilla Season so that our entire 8th grade social studies class will be able to read it at the same time, as well as some parents and people in the community. And the really cool thing is, I've known Pat Hughes for a couple years, and she's very, very excited about being a part of this. We're going to do some mini podcasts with her about some of the topics on the book. She's going to be able to log in and comment along with the students on some of the questions they have, and she's very excited to be a part of this project. So this is really what I think the vision of what we had as a book blog when we started last year, when we've got community members, students, and then the author actively participating in looking at this one book at a specific time. So if you'd like to join us, we're trying to get as many people as possible to participate. We're working hard on getting everything lined up so that it's a great experience for you. Again, the book is called Guerrilla Season, and the author is Pat Hughes. And I'll actually include a link on the show notes to some more information about that book. So I hope you are having a great start of the school year, if you're in the United States and you've started already. If not, I hope that you do start off on a great note when you do start back. We're having a blast at South Valley Junior High. Looks like a great group of kids, and it's great to be back in the routine of going to school. So thanks for listening. As always, if you'd like to comment, you can comment on the comment section of the blog, or you can email me directly at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.